It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Some of the stuff that's going on is really interesting. Jason Price of the Knoxville Ice Bears, and we were talking about this earlier. I knew somebody.
This is hockey. This is hockey for you.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know the Ice Bears.
You thought the Ice Bears was a baseball team.
An AHL team in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I actually knew a player back in 2010, 2011, played for the Ice Bears. But anyway, Jason Price has been suspended for the remainder of the season for deliberately shooting the puck into an opposing team's bench and injuring a trainer in the process. Game included goalies brawling as well.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I've been to an AHL game. I've been to an Ice Bears game. And that is, you get the sense that that's kind of what it is.
It's that's AHL hockey.
Right,
for
like
sure.
People come together.
How upset do you have to be to shoot a puck into a bench?
I don't know.
I mean, you're playing AHL hockey. That's why. That makes you upset
right
there.
The two Ice Bears games that I've been to, I felt like it was literally Iceland versus the Ducks. And in the Mighty Ducks movies where it's like, both of these teams are Iceland just trying to kill each other. Like, that's what it felt like. No skill, just shoot the puck down and then punch somebody. That's basically it. Dwayne Wade's out for the regular season with an elbow fracture. Does he return to the Bulls? Because this was a weird contractual year for him.
It's time to retire for Dwayne Wade. He's had multiple knee injuries, the elbow fracture. He's made his money.
He's got a lot of other things going on as well.
And he could be a very good ambassador or television personality for the NBA. I think he does a good job of staying level-headed outside of basketball.
Maybe it's time to start making movies with his wife. I don't know. Maybe
that would be interesting.
Maybe it's start the movie business.
He's got the face. I don't know if he's got the voice or the talent behind that for movies. I honestly wonder if he takes, like, you know, less money and goes and plays with LeBron for a season just to do it.
Just go fire Tyronn Lue and hire Dwayne Wade as the coach.
And then it would be LeBron and Wade coaching. LeBron would still play.
That's the perfect scenario for any fans of the whatever they call
it
themselves.
It really is. Okay, so this one had me so confused for a second because I was reading it and was like, I don't get this. Le'Veon Bell was banned from a Wisconsin high school prom after losing a bet
to a 17-year-old girl.
What Twitter
one
bet
of those
was
like,
it?
Hey, if I get this many retweets, can you go to prom with me? He's like, yeah, sure. And then she got the number of retweets and he's like, okay, I'll go to prom with you. And then the school said no.
He's too old and has a history of suspensions. So Bell still plans on going to all the pre-prom festivities.
Good for him for, you know, owning up to his bet. And thankfully, he's going to the pre-prom festivities, not the post-prom.
Because the post-prom stuff
would get weird.
With all the stuff that
I think that's why they said no.
Done, the pre-prom festivities.
But that's pretty cool. This girl gets to hang out with Le'Veon Bell.
They're going to take some pictures. They're going to eat. He's going to meet all of the group.
I'm sure he's going to finance most of it.
I doubt he's going to be bringing any marijuana, but he could. I mean,
I'm just saying, this is still a little bit sketchy. And, of course, the Raiders QB, Derek Carr, wow. It's Derek Carr. Helps a man who is stranded on the side of the highway. Carr prayed for the man and says he hopes to become a pastor one day after the NFL. The other thing was the guy didn't even know who he was. And Derek Carr just stopped and was like, yeah, I'll help you get
gas. I was reading this and the guy was like, oh, what do you do? He's like, I play football. And he's like, oh, for what college? Oh, I play for the Oakland Raiders. He's like, the guy thought he was playing in college. And it was really cool. I mean, Derek Carr is the new Tim Tebow with talent. He is Tim Tebow with talent, with an arm.
I would 100% agree with that to a point. I think Derek Carr is something less flashy than Tebow.
He's a more manageable Tim Tebow.
I think Derek Carr maybe has some life experience under his belt that's helped calm him down a little bit, where it's more real.
It's Pop-Tart time over here for Denton.
It is Pop-Tart time.
He's getting prepped.
He's wasting no time over here.
He's like, it is time for March Madness. I'm going to go watch some games and do some homework and finish out the rest of the day.